When poets stopped rhyming and painters turned to abstractions, the composers who write classical music threw out their long-established rules of harmony and form, too. Most audiences didn't like that change. Most orchestras just stopped playing new music. A century later, that's finally changing. And in Nashville, WPLN's Nina Cardona finds some musicians who play contemporary and avant-garde compositions are drawing even the youngest of audiences.
On a Sunday afternoon not long ago, an audience of Nashville children were invited to imagine they were in the Hundred Acre Wood. A small group of musicians played as a puppeteer circled the room, acting out the familiar story of a bear searching for honey. But this Winnie the Pooh sounded very different from the traditionally kid-friendly Disney version.
Like 1,000 questions to my dad because, you know.
I heard opera.
Lightning, wind,
and I liked the music.
It was good.
Exactly what soprano and conductor Kelly Corcoran hoped to hear. She founded the new ensemble, Intersection, in hopes of finding new audiences for music long dismissed as weird or difficult. Music she didn't discover until college.
I remember I did Pierrot Lunaire.
A landmark composition by Arnold Schoenberg.
I was the Sprechstimme.
A vocal part that's sort of half sung, half spoken.
I had never really encountered a piece that was so manic at times, you know, really crazy. And that was really fun for me. I mean, it was really interesting for me to realize that music is not always beautiful.
Because sometimes what's interesting is challenging or even a little ugly.
If we're really going to have music be a true reflection of our culture and our world and humanity, then it's got to embrace all that that means.
But what's interesting to one person can be off-putting for another. Which is why, for decades, music in the tradition of Pierrot Lunaire rarely made it on the programs of mainstream ensembles. So what changed? How did dissonant, experimental compositions move from being something a musician discovers in college to the stuff of children's concerts? Well, you could say it started with a touch of boredom.
To play something very familiar and easy to listen to, everybody will applaud at that, and that's great. But we as performers need something else, and the newer stuff tends to give us that.
Groups like Nashville's Alias Chamber Ensemble, which cellist Matt Walker helped found, just started going out on a limb and mixing newer stuff into their programs, despite conventional wisdom that said nobody would want to listen.
The audience does respond to the musicians having fun playing and performing.
Conventional wisdom didn't count on how contagious enthusiasm can be. Now Alias concerts are almost entirely made of new works, with commissioned pieces and world premieres. They've recorded things like a string quintet with a drum kit and tea kettle.
They're going to sit through some stuff that they didn't expect to hear. But more often than not, what we find is after a concert, an audience member will say, you know what, I don't usually like new music, but when you played that new piece, that was really, really interesting and fun. And I didn't expect to like that, but I did.
I think now it's really the time to say, okay, let's just totally open up, have there be no box. Let's just say, you know, we can hear all kinds of music and really stretch the ears of listeners in this city and really bring in sounds and colors that people here maybe have not yet experienced before.
And maybe it's because she conducted the symphony's youth concerts for years. But now that the door to new music is open for adults, Kelly Corcoran says introducing it to kids is a natural next step.
To kind of be cultivating a new generation of listeners that it's going to be open to just hearing things and not be thinking, oh, wait a minute, that was avant-garde. I wasn't supposed to like that.
Which is why she's decided half of Intersection's performances will be family concerts that don't hold back. That show with a sort of dreamscape Winnie the Pooh also included a wildly rhythmic chamber piece about zoo animals and a loud, bombastic musical story of a dinosaur
named Sue.
Tyrannosaurus Sue, to be exact. Turns out, even preschoolers will sit still and give it a chance. You may just need to tell them they're listening to a T-Rex. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Nina Cardona.